on Viva Las Vegas with my neon flashing. It's one man discretion. All the souls down the drain. Viva Las Vegas, turning day into nighttime. Night in the daytime, if they see it all once, Rob will never be the same again. All right, you two up here on stage, and everybody come.
Viva Las Vegas, Revenue Assurance, Las Vegas style. Well, as we come to the end of yet another great year, it seems like an appropriate opportunity to sit back and reflect on the year past and the year ahead. Our last event of the year was, I believe, at the most appropriate place possible, the best place I could imagine for a Revenue Assurance class, beautiful Las Vegas. What? You may say, Las Vegas? Sin City? How does that rank as an appropriate location for a meeting of revenue assurance professionals? Well, as usual, we have to stop, take a moment, and remind ourselves once again just what exactly revenue assurance and telecommunications is all about. If you believe that revenue assurance is a staid, conservative, financial, janitorial function, if you believe that what revenue assurance is about being conservative, being tedious, making things boring and uninteresting, and most critically, if you believe it's about eliminating risk, then you're right. Las Vegas should be the last stop on your RA training tour. But if, however, you believe, as I do, that revenue assurance is not about eliminating risk, but learning how to mitigate risk, then Las Vegas suddenly looks different, doesn't it? Where better to have a serious discussion about risk-taking than the city of Las Vegas? Interestingly enough, our time in Las Vegas was marked by several other events. No, the fact that Grandpa Training was in town was not the biggest event of the season for the Las Vegas people. Actually, while our training went on, we also got to see glimpses of the Las Vegas Marathon and the National U.S. Rodeo Competition, so it was quite an interesting bunch. But, venue and environment notwithstanding, the most action we saw was neither on the strip nor in the casinos. Nope, the real rousing good time was held right inside of our classrooms. We had quite a great assortment of students in this class. We hosted regulators from two countries, Haiti and the U.S., consultants from Ericsson, Ernst & Young, and several other firms, a couple of CFOs, some revenue assurance professionals from the cable, the voiceover IP, and the wireless telcos, and from locations as far as Africa, Latin America, and the U.S. Well, as you might imagine, with such a diverse group of people, we had a lot of things to talk about and a lot of new insights to share. If you would ask me to typify this last event of 2009 with one word, I would have to say that it was exciting. I don't know. Maybe it was the hotel. The Monte Carlo Hotel was very nice, and clearly it's been the best venue we ever had for our events. Maybe it was the environment, walking around in the midst of all that positive energy, the marathon runners, the rodeo cowboys, the crowds of people. But certainly, a big part of it was the people themselves. This group of people just seemed to attract each other and identify and communicate with each other in a way that was truly gratifying to watch and participate in. While the usual subjects and topics were reviewed, the greatest emphasis and interest focused on leading-edge role that RA teams are playing in more and more telcos. What we found across the board was that every telco represented was, first of all, investing heavily in new technologies and new product and service offerings, and second of all, were experimenting heavily with newer, more risky, and more creative service offerings. In other words, what we call the real telco operations model, the thing that we talk about and teach about in the class, is alive and well and thriving everywhere you turn. The excitement that people had as they carried over the classroom discussions to their breaks, to their lunch, and their after-class dinners that most of the people participated in was pretty amazing to see. By Friday, I was sure of one thing, that the new insights, the positive energy, and the empowerment that the students felt would be creating big changes in the way their companies were going to perform in 2010, and that the RA people would be a big part of that change and a driving force behind it in many situations. And I, for one, cannot think of a better or more appropriate way to put a cap on our 2009. When you consider how the year started, the doom and gloom that typified the great crash of 2008, and when you look now at exactly how empowered the majority of the telcos are and how critical the role of revenue assurance is going to be to their success in 2010, it's quite awe-inspiring and humbling to see. And so with this, our last blog and podcast of 2009, I will end on that note, a note of enthusiasm, a note of gratitude to all of our members, all of the members that have helped us to succeed in 2009, and an attitude of awe and excitement about just how incredible 2010 is shaping up to be for all of us. We're going to end this particular podcast, as we started it, with a short sound clip of the entire Las Vegas Revenue Assurance Choir singing their rendition of Viva Las Vegas. So until next year, this is Rob Madison saying, have a great holiday season and be safe.
Viva Las Vegas!
Oh, yeah!
Viva Las Vegas!
Oh, yeah!
Viva!